This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the best basketball party anywhere.
I think Biddle will be an equalizer because of how well he's been playing lately. But when Oregon is at their best, they are knocking down threes.
Live from the Stadium Sports Bar at Alen A Sportsbook, George McCoy and Warren Allen Attorneys at Law presents a Fan Madness edition of Danny and Dusty. Hurt and missing work? Insurance companies acting like jerks? Don't call your mom. Call George McCoy at WarrenAllen.com. Alen A, make every buzzer beater, bracket buster, and Cinderella run mean more at Alen A Sportsbook. Fan Madness is also brought to you by Video Only, where you always get the best deals on top-rated brands of TVs and home theater, and by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Enjoy responsibly. Fan Madness from Alen A on 1080. The Fan.
Danny and Dusty here. Jordan Schultz in for Dusty here. Dusty is hanging out in the great country of Mexico.
Good to be in with you, man. Happy March Madness to everybody. It is, can I just say, it is so much fun to be here.
It is awesome to be here. The Stadium Sports Bar and Grill, the sports book here at the Alen A Casino and Resort. It is a fantastic time. We are going to be joined by the man, the myth, the legend, Dave Bartu here in just a little bit. He will give you all of the things you need to know so that you can come down here and place your wagers and come out ahead. We need to dive into the college basketball right now because we have a couple different games that have gone final.
Thanks, man.
Already.
Thank you.
The favorites have taken care of business, as it were, across the board, except for one. Creighton, the 9 seed, has upset. I don't really know if you call it an upset, but they have upset Louisville, and Louisville was a team I know a lot of people picked.
Yeah.
They've got some juice. If you listen, when we were talking about some of the games yesterday, I was riding Creighton pretty hard. Anytime you have a 7-foot upperclassman with ball skills in the NCAA tournament, that matters, ladies and gentlemen. And Ryan Kalkbrenner did deliver 14.6 rebounds, 4 blocks. They take care of Louisville, and they give us our first upset of the tournament. However, as we go to halftime, it was looking a little bit dicey there for Auburn. It was 31-32 with a minute 37 to go in the first half. They go on a 9-point run.
Turned it on.
To head to the half up 41-31 over Alabama State. However, upset alert is popping off here as Clemson is down 14. The 5 seed Tigers down to McNeese State 25 11.
I am a huge McNeese State fan. I put them in my Sweet 16, so let's go, baby.
Ooh, that's a spicy one. McNeese State head coach Will Wade heading to North Carolina State here after the tournament. One of the coaching hires that was already made. Number 60, BYU with NBA prospect Yegor Demon is underway against VCU. They are down one to VCU, the 11 seed VCU, 5-4.
That was another closer spread. I think that was like BYU was only favored by 3.5 in that one, and Creighton was only a 2.5-point underdog in their win with Kolkbrenner. So
yeah, there's some tight spreads in here. There's also some big ones. St. John's is up to 18.5 against Omaha in their spread. The tighter spread of the big seed matchups, top five seed matchup, Michigan is only a 2.5-point favorite against UC San Diego tonight. Texas Tech is a 15.5-point favorite over UNC Wilmington. That is a 3-14 matchup. Some of the big-time favorites taking care of business early on. Houston covered their 16.5-point line against SIU Edwardsville. They were up 52-24 at the half. That thing was taken care of early. They finished 78-40. And I know we have a bunch of Montana Grizz alum, fans, supporters out in the region. However, they were, after keeping it tight in the first half, they went in down 32-40. They get smacked in the second half. Wisconsin covers their line 85-66. Nothing to do there. And despite it being a bit of a closer game with Purdue, Purdue handles business. Number 4, Purdue over number 13, High Point, 75-63.
Yeah, first 10 minutes of that one, I think they were only, I don't think the High Point got up, but they were only down by a point or two at one point. So, and that was actually a bigger spread. Kind of surprising that Purdue faltered a little bit in that. But it makes you wonder later on, you know, next round going into the Sweet 16, if you did pick them to win this game, will they even last to the 16 after a somewhat paltry performance against a much more inferior team, Danny?
Yeah, no, just take a look around. Bartu sent me a couple here. Auburn, Alabama State, live total, second half. Pass it on the 77.5. The Auburn, 45.5. Pass it on that. Alabama State, 32.5. Play the over.
Okay.
It was down to 31.5. He said, go ahead and play the over on that.
Total points, okay.
Yeah, it's, look, man, this is what you get into is, yeah, you got your game spreads, you've got your straight-up picks. But the live bets, that's what you see the crowd here, both in the tournament seats here where you can post up, get yourself for $50, you can get your chair all day, a big old comfy chair.
Oh, it looks
comes
glorious.
With some chips, a dog, a beer, and you can have yourself a grand old time.
I need to ask where they bought these so we can get them either at the fan studios or like we can just
at
buy
home.
Them for our home.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
No, I definitely would not mind one of these in the office back home. That is for certain, and as a reminder, we are down here at the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at the Alien A Resort and
hey,
Casino.
Fan personality Patrick Harris walking through.
Hey, there we go. P. Harris in the building. Isaac and Suk, I'm sure, will stumble in here a little earlier than usual so they can get their game going on, and we'll have some fun with that. But coming up next, we are going to go to the Matrix. Dave Bartu, I believe, is going to join us next. I'm still trying to make sure we can get him on the phone here. But if not, we will pivot back here to some NCAA coverage. But we will hopefully be joined by Dave Bartu, and we will dive into some live lines and have some fun here at the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill. And, well, I mean, we're just getting started.
Danny Dusty. It's a crazy one.
Danny the Fan.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, drop what you're doing and lock in. We are joined by the Matrix himself, Dave Bartu, hopping on the show on the day of days here as the college basketball is basketballing very hard. Bartu, how you doing, brother?
Dude, Merry Christmas. I swear, I watch more college basketball in the next 4 days than I focus on college football during the entire damn season. It is. I'm still in my jammies. I'm just waiting for somebody to hand me a Bloody Mary.
Make it a double, Dave.
Just drink my breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's all I need to do for 4 days.
Hell yeah.
What you can do at the Tatum Sports Bar and Grill down here at the Alena Resort and Casino. Bartu, we only had the one upset, and the big dogs mostly covered across the board. What do you got for us in the live action right now?
You know something? In terms of upsets coming down the pipe, it just tipped off. We got VCU and BYU, okay? And the reason I circled this, I went back over the last 3 years, and nearly 80% of all the upsets, quote-unquote, in the first round have a pattern, and it's by performance. Number one, you need a good team to win, right? In VCU, we got a number 6 scoring efficiency total. We got a 32 offense. We got a number 9 defense. We got a really good non-power team, right? And then you need to have a favored team that is not good at something, right? They're unbalanced. And over 80% of the ones that lose have an offense or a defense that is outside my 150 in scoring efficiency. BYU, 194 in defensive scoring efficiency. So they have a major hole, and they are going up against a team that is balanced on both sides of the ball. Look, it's not a big spread. It's 3.5. But it is still an upset if it happens. And this is the first one that I had circled on the day was BYU losing to VCU. I think the rest of the day, after you guys get off the air, I think it's gonna go like nuts when it goes. When it goes, we're talking Pac-12 after dark level when it really kicks in. Because I'm looking down my chart and I see 4 borderline 5 teams that could get upset this evening.
See, now you said VCU, and I'm going to show this to Schultzy, so you know I'm not joking. VCU is one of my upset picks in the first round, and I looked at exactly the same thing that you did. And having you reinforce that, I'm like, all right, let's go. I need that long break so I can wander over to the book here real quick and make sure I take care of this. taking a look at this tournament, The big news that came out, and it's going to have some consequences, is Cooper Flagg's availability, not only for the tournament, but in game one. It shifted some big-time lines for them, not only being the title winner, but moving some other guys down. When you look at that kind of impact, that kind of player, and what he means not only to that team, but to college basketball, what does that do when you start taking a look at the teams that can make the Elite Eight, Final Four, and kind of how that changes things?
So is Flagg in? Is he playing?
Flagg is supposed to be available to play tomorrow against Mount St. Mary's.
And pain-free.
I wouldn't even play him. But look, if he's 100% healthy, I am not betting against Duke winning at all.
Yeah.
There's just no way. You're talking about the team with the number one scoring efficiency in college basketball since January 1st. Okay, there isn't another D1 team, a power team, inside the top 20 since January 1. It's all little schools, right? So as great as the SEC is, you know, they don't have great top 10 offenses. Last year, our championship game, number 2 UConn, number 4 Purdue. We had great, efficient offenses. And so Duke is number 1. They're also number 8 in scoring efficiency defense. They are the only team in the entire tournament that's a power conference that is top 40 in offense and in defense. That's it. Only Duke. So between Duke and everybody else, boom, there is a massive gap. But I figured when Flagg went out, now it becomes more wide open. If they're 100% healthy going into the Sweet 16, where else are you going to put your money, dude? Seriously.
You do mention, as soon as it was announced that Cooper was fully healthy, the betting lines jumped to make Duke the favorite, I think, at around plus 200 to plus 275, depending on the book that you got it at. Dave, let's look, though, not only at number one seeded Duke, but all the other ones and twos. Obviously, you could say maybe Auburn still has a chance to lose right now. But which one or two seed is the most vulnerable for an early round upset, in your opinion?
So the one or two seed. So let's take a look at, like I said, I'm looking for teams that are vulnerable because they're not balanced on both sides of the ball, okay? I think we would agree Auburn is, because they've lost 3 out of 4. They're struggling out of the gate. They're going to win this game, okay? Then they're going to get Creighton. And they should have there's no other offense in the top 100 in their bracket once they get past Creighton. Okay, if they get through this, the only other good offensive left is North Carolina. All right, so Auburn, just because of their history in the last few games, I think is vulnerable. Houston, I don't see it. They're very, very balanced, and that bracket sucks. I mean, there isn't a good team in that bracket. Clemson's unbalanced. Purdue, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, none of them, right? So I don't think... I don't think Houston has an issue. If I was going to circle one, it would be Alabama when they get to Wisconsin, because Alabama has a top 25 offense, but their defense is 243rd. They don't have a defense. And if the offense doesn't show up, Wisconsin has a bit. We've seen it. We've seen Wisconsin has the ability to put up points and play good defense. So I think that team is vulnerable. But if I am fading one team that is a one or two seed, it is St. John's. Right now, I have them wiped off of every single one of my brackets before the Sweet 16. Right? You know, I was texting Roth earlier. I'm like, dude, Kansas is going to beat St. John's. And he's like, no way. And I'm like, no, I don't really believe it. But you know something? Defense doesn't win national title. It may be an anomaly. Maybe St. John's makes the run, right? But when you look at the last 3 years of Elite Eight games, the better offensive team to start the tournament in my numbers has won 11 of 12 Elite Eight games. Offense wins in men's basketball in college. Defense wins titles in the NFL. Offense wins titles. So if you're going to hire a head coach, hire an offensive guy. And why does this mean for St. John's? St. John's is number one in defensive scoring efficiency, and I don't care, because their offense is 194th in the country. 194th, okay? I mean, we're talking to relate it to Duck fans and people watching the Ducks. The Ducks are 161st. St. John's is significantly less efficient on offense than even Oregon, okay? Yeah. So if I'm going to eliminate one, which I have done in my bracket, to me, it is St. John's. Get out of here.
Bartu, I want to ask you, you made a little bit of a football crossover there, and I want to know if as far as the data that you have and that you're relying on for this, how much, because this is something that was present in college football as well, how much has the age of college basketball rosters, is there as much of an indicator, is there as much of a correlation with these older rosters in success as there was in college football, or is that not quite as straight a line as it was in football?
Yeah, it's like I said, it's much tougher in basketball. You only got five guys, right? And height and weights are very, very balanced, and so you don't have a consolidation of elite athletes at the football, or even at the basketball level, like you have at the football level, because of the height and strength and the weight ratio. So basketball to me is much tougher to model out because teams have a chance, and games can. I mean, look at that Creighton game, right? I mean, we're watching it, and in less than 3 minutes, Louisville misses five shots. Creighton gets all the loose balls, puts up seven shots, hits five threes in a row, and the game's over. That's it, right? And that can happen any time in football. I mean, I hate to tell everybody this, but college football is really boring. If you look at every game, it's fun on the weekend, right? It's fun on the weekends because they can bounce you back and forth between all the awesome games, and oh, it's tight, and they can go a little NFL red zone on you. But college football as a whole is, once you're up 10, 12, 14, 20 points, halftime, that's how most of the games end. They're over. In college basketball, it is not over till it's over. You know, and that's why we love these next 4 days. So I haven't done a deep dive into the age profile, and I think we're just going to have to wait for the COVID kids and all that stuff to just work its way through and see where this ends up.
Now, You had a tweet a little while ago about ACC football and maybe there being something in the water as it pertains to ACC basketball, as Clemson is currently finding themselves in the midst of this. When you look
Clemson at halftime is getting absolutely smoked by Bama, dude. 31-13. Clemson's only put up a touchdown and two field goals in the first half. And like football, man, this thing, this is so bad. So I have been doing live betting modeling for everybody, and I'll keep texting to you, Danny, when I got a winner, right, or when I got a lean.
Absolutely.
There's only 44 points. There's only one time in the last 4 years in the men's tournament has there been a 44-point first half. So I got nothing to base this on. And 13 points? Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's like you can't even bet this because this halftime score is so wonky. There is nothing there to tell you which way this is going to go but up.
Hey, go ahead. Sorry, Dave, I just had a quick question about totals in the NCAA tournament. Are those something to stay away from? I like to parlay like two game totals, and in the NCAA tournament, I feel like that's kind of a suicidal mindset because it's just anything can happen. Is that something that I should be following, or is there like a line on totals that you can grab?
No, there isn't. See, my rule of thumb is if I'm betting an under, I want that number to be over 150. I want a big number, right? Mm. If that's the way I'm modeling it. And if I'm betting over, I'm looking for something under 130. I try to stay out of the 135 to 150 is kind of the doldrums, the dead zone to me. So I'm always kind of shopping the extremes on the totals. And it's the same thing with the half, because there's a lot of live second half betting, team totals and game totals in the second half. So far on game totals, we're 2-1 on the model today. And individual team ones were 2-0 on those today. So I'll keep feeding those to you guys while you're on the air, and you can keep blasting them out.
Appreciate it.
Hey, love it, Dave. Hey, can we get you to jump on with us tomorrow afternoon as we get into the action tomorrow?
Dude, you guys can call me anytime. I am absolutely drunk off this right now. not literally, but I'm...
We'll check in later.
This is a cool time of the year. So you guys just... And if any of your fans hit you up, I'll give you opinions all day on what I think the numbers are saying. Okay, guys?
Awesome. Love you, Bartu.
Appreciate it, man.
Love you, guys. You guys have a good day.
Hey, you too, brother. You can find him on Twitter, at CFB Matrix. It's not just football, folks. It's basketball, too. Bartu always comes with the goods, man, and he's not kidding. He's been feeding me texts all day.
Follow him. Don't fade him.
The problem is the sports book is just too far away for me to get to and run to when we get to commercial breaks, and the line just keeps getting longer. It's every time I want to go over there. But I'll give as many out here as Bartu is letting me go with. So we're going to pivot real quick. We're going to get into our worst day on the web. And, look, we've stayed out of the state of Florida for a little while, but this week we just keep going back to Florida because Florida is flooding hard. We'll get to that next, but first it's the Big Kahuna with Sports Center Update.
That's that Hawaiian burger joint.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Oh, really? That sucks.
Ladies and gentlemen, the state of Florida is flooding incredibly hard, and scammers are going to scam.
Oh, no.
This is an insane story.
I just dealt with this here in Oregon.
With the real ID?
Yeah, going, because thankfully, my ID expired on my birthday, which was right before May, you know, the real ID, mandate.
The so, big push. So,
yeah, whatever the hell it's called.
So if you don't have one, number one, go get it, because they're actually starting to enforce this stuff, and if you want to fly, you're not going to be able to fly without it out of here. But there is an issue going on in Florida because the DMV is so booked out that nobody can get in to get this new real ID, right? Or their version of it down there. And it has gotten so bad. Look, Florida will invent ways to scam you. That is, it is scam central. My God, this is incredible. A group of people put a bot farm together and secured all of the DMV appointments for months at a new Miami-Dade office where DMV appointments were being added. With that, they have secured them all, and they were selling them for $250 a piece.
You know, I'm usually...
Free DMV appointments were being sold for $250 a piece, and because they were so booked out and people were so desperate, they were paying to get them.
I'm usually a capitalism supporter and one that likes the free market, but this sucks. People are just a-holes. I cannot believe that... And it was hard to find an appointment to a DMV here in Oregon. I had to wait, randomly got one at McMinnville, and then drove 40 minutes to get my real ID. But this is just gross. People are evil, man.
Yeah, this is there are months long wait times for these, and it has gotten so egregious in the state of Florida following a similar issue that happened in Texas in 2021 that the federal government might intervene and make selling these appointments a federal crime.
Well, you know what? We need to make botting. If you don't know what a bot farm is, essentially it's just something that handles all of the background stuff that you see on the internet when you go try to book something or buy something, and it does it in a tenth of a second, basically, not even close to what a human could do. It's just technology way faster. And now, apparently, instead of just buying sports cards and Pokemon cards and Nike shoes, we're buying spots at the DMV with these bots now? No, stop it. Bots need to be made illegal. This is ridiculous.
It's absolutely incredible stuff.
Good Lord.
Look, where there is a potential to scam, people will scam. That is nothing new.
You're right.
It's as old as time immemorial. I mean, scalping DMV appointments is a new level of low that I did not think possible. But look, if there's a market for something, people will find a way. The first crackdown here is Miami-Dade. Their county commissioner has already introduced legislation to make selling appointments illegal in their region with a fine of $500. They are trying to push this up even higher to the federal level.
How are they going to catch people, though?
I mean, the same way they caught this group, they can put in bot detectors and they can find false identities, and if they don't match when you make your appointment and when you get there, well, then they start tracing it back and figuring out. Look, when the government wants to find something and make it illegal and make you pay for it, they're mildly decent at that, at least.
I mean, it takes money and it takes manpower to fix this, so I've heard from companies, you know, like big conglomerates that make sales in warehouses and regular stores that we're all familiar with, they don't want to spend the money to do this, but it sounds like Florida is kind of, or Miami-Dade County is being forced into spending the money and the manpower to deal with this. But you know what? Maybe that's a good thing. We really do need, I don't care if government funds are being used for this, even though it's not my state. We need more of a push to stop this. This is just like, I get it. People are going to scalp, but botting is a terrible thing, and we need to take like auto retail bots and auto buy bots for tickets, because there's a thing in Congress for that right now. They're looking at Ticketmaster allowing bots to buy up all their tickets. This whole botting thing, just, gosh, it's got to stop. We can try to deal with the a-holes individually, but it would be so much easier if we didn't let people bot.
Yeah, no, it's a scourge upon humanity, and I hate it with a fiery passion of a thousand suns. We are going to talk NBA and college basketball all day, but there's a little bit of NFL news. The San Francisco 49ers are a drastically different team heading into next year. John Lynch has addressed the changes that have gone on and is trying to get out in front of what it appears to be a not a train wreck, but a train that is careening down the tracks at a high velocity towards a very immovable object.
Not atop the NFC anymore, you say?
So he's trying to get out in front of this, and we'll dive into that next here on Danny and Dusty. It's true, our annual basketball party is back. George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law presents Fan Madness today and tomorrow, and we are live on location at the Stadium Sports Bar and A&A Sportsbook. Dirt and Sprague will be up here in just a little bit. They'll be ready to go for the morning tomorrow morning. It is me and Jordan Schultz today. Will Ordner will be in tomorrow. Isaac and Soup, I'm sure, will be popping in here ever so shortly at the area's top location for the best 2 days of tournament basketball. Fan Madness is also brought to you by Coors Light and Video Only. Make every buzzer beater, bracket buster, and Cinderella run mean more than A&A Sportsbook. Join us here today and tomorrow for Fan Madness.
I gotta still throw my $10 bet on black 17. That's what my dad always does when he gets into the casino. And I told a listener to do that last time they went to Vegas, and they actually won. So
hey, there you go.
Gotta go put my bet on black 17.
Gotta make it happen. I still haven't played roulette in my life, so maybe I'll find a way to work my way over there after I hop off air.
Are you a table game guy at all?
I am a pokerman.
Okay,
I
ditto.
The first time I ever legally gambled at a casino, I had just graduated from survival school in the Air Force. I went to a casino in Spokompton.
Nice.
And I made $7,700 in under 10 minutes. And then I colored up, got out, and they were not happy with me.
You lucky bitch.
I did not know the rules about just packing up your money and getting out of there, but it ended up being a great night. It was supposed to pay for our drinks for all of my other fellow soldiers, airmen, and seamen out there. Instead, we ended up partying with Cuba Gooding Jr., and he covered our drinks that night.
Hell yeah.
It was a night to remember, ladies and gentlemen. That is all I can tell you about that night.
You are supposed to give them the chance to win it back, though. That is poker etiquette,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, no. That was blackjack the first time. Spanish blackjack. And
oh no, then the casino. They were just mad at you because you beat them.
Yeah, no, I got my money and got on out of there. This is the one little bit of NFL news we will talk about today, because we are going to be basketball heavy. That's really why Dusty left. He knew I was going to take over. But the San Francisco 49ers have suffered a ton of losses. There is going to be a massive, massive changeover for the team down in the Bay. Despite how good they have been, they have fallen short. They went all in, and boy, did they get decimated by injuries up and down their roster. Already this year in the offseason, they have lost the following: Jalen Moore at tackle, guard Aaron Banks, safety Talanoa Hufanga, linebacker Dre Greenlaw, cornerback Travarius Ward, and as well as trading away Debo Samuel. On the defensive side, they've also lost Javon Hargrave, Malik Collins, and Leonard Floyd. That is a lot of starters.
I mean, that's literally been their team almost for the past 2 years. I remember when they just brought Hargrave in a couple of seasons ago as the fixer on their defensive line, and now look where they are.
Yeah, no, this is a team that went all in after coming off a Super Bowl loss, and this was a tight window, and they knew that if they went all in, they would have to do some sort of reset. Well, general manager John Lynch has addressed the media, and in a report with The Athletic, his comment says, or starts with, The team has a plan, and some big things are coming our way. We've got this thing called the draft, and we've got a lot of picks. I think the thing the fans should know is that we have a plan, and we're going to execute that plan, and we're excited about the opportunity. Now, he's not wrong in the sense that the fans should probably give them benefit of the doubt. John Lynch has done an incredible job with that franchise.
Absolutely.
The really only miss that they have had, and boy was it massive, was with Trey Lance and how much draft capital they got out of that. But they were able to save themselves by drafting a quarterback at the last pick in the draft.
They literally brushed that off their back because of Brock Purdy.
And that is such a tremendous deal. And they probably should be given the benefit of the doubt, considering not only the moves they made in trades, moves they made in free agency, but the moves they made in the draft outside of Trey Lance. Lynch followed up saying, last year we had such a good roster. I think we doubled down and said, let's go for this thing. And we kind of pushed all the chips in, knowing that at some point you're going to have that reset. And this is where the 49ers find themselves at right now. They have a very expensive roster. They're going to put more money into Brock Purdy than they obviously have in the past, where he was the cheapest player in the league that was drafted because he was the last pick in the draft. Mr. Irrelevant himself. You know, he's getting more money in roster bonus than he's getting in salary and in those kind of situations. Well, the money has come due for him. They've got money into Brandon Ayuk. They've got money into Christian McCaffrey.
Yep.
They've got money up and down that roster is going to force them and dictate them or dictate to them that they have to hit picks in the draft. And with that, you look at the San Francisco 49ers, and even with all of those changes, even you as Seahawk fan, you have to at least go, look, we love to see them fail. We love to see them fall to the side.
I'm actually a Rams fan. But
oh, Rams. I'm sorry. You're a Rams fan.
Same
Seattle,
division.
Seattle Mariners fan. You always forget your allegiances are back and forth.
It is.
A little like me and having some Northwest ties and some L.A. ties.
I just followed my dad's love for the Rams, so that's all.
Hey, it happens, man. That's I did the same thing with the Raiders growing up in L.A. when the Raiders were down there. That was my love, and they're now in their third city. So,
but essentially, I don't want to see them succeed. Other side of it, really, but the same. It's the Niners. I don't want to see them do better.
But you also look at that and you have to go, yeah, this is GM speak. Yeah, this is, hey, you know, calm down a little bit. You know, we've been successful.
Yeah.
But also they've earned that, haven't they?
I do feel like the Niners, okay, I like to look at past success as an indicator of future success. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not always the best way to go, but it's one reason why I've been so down on Joe Cronin and the current Trailblazers regime, because I don't believe they handled the Dame trade correctly. I don't feel like they, you know, they blummed up the Jerami Grant situation, were able to get a first-round pick for him now. Probably not ever going to be able to get that. So there are things that the front office have done that has not made me confident that going forward they're going to be able to build a roster that gets them to third or fourth in the Western Conference. Now, on the other side of the coin, John Lynch, yeah, they got super lucky. And not like lucky in the sense of getting that last pick turning into a starting quarterback, but ultimately, it was one of the biggest cap helpers that you could have in the NFL. You love a cheap young quarterback out of the first round, but they're making, you know, a few million even still. And Brock Purdy was making $700,000. This is kind of a gift that the Niners have been given that no other NFL team has had. And in the world of parity in the NFL, I mean, welcome to it. You've got to see guys eventually be given up on or move on because, well, it comes to a decision. Do you want to keep Debo on the roster? Do you want to pay him and Brandon Ayuk and Christian? Because at that point, you can't pay Brock Purdy. And now, as a lot of teams in the NFL have to do, you got to go into the draft to try to replenish these pieces that have been so impactful for your team. That's why I love the NFL. I know that if you're Pat Mahomes or if you're Tom Brady back in the Patriots days, you make it way easier at the top of the regime in the league to sign players like that. But guess what? They've already got that money in elsewhere. So John Lynch essentially has to create magic, but I don't think that that's far out of the realm. He's already created magic. He got there with Colin Kaepernick. He's gotten there with Brock Purdy. They've been on the top of the NFC with him leading him. I don't see why they couldn't be again. It's just what happens in the NFL. You got to take a couple of steps back. The league forces that. And frankly, I think we all like parity in the way that it's made the NFL work.
It's going to be very interesting. They're definitely one of the teams to monitor, follow, just because of how much they have invested in the franchise right now at the top end. And the margins get razor, razor thin. It worked out for your Rams when they pushed all in. They have a Super Bowl to show for it.
Exactly.
The 49ers not getting a Super Bowl for it does not bother me in the sense of they shouldn't have gone for it. They shouldn't have done something. They shouldn't have tried this, because this is what you, when you talk about ownership in sports, when you have a window, you go all in, you make the chance, or you give yourself the chance and the opportunity. It doesn't guarantee success. That's the reality. And as much as everybody would like that to be the case, the only place that happens is when you're the Dodgers.
I mean, you can spend as much money as you want in baseball and technically in basketball too, but you can't in football. And John Lynch, if you read between the lines, he's talking to his fans saying, hey, this is what we have to do. Yep. Trust me.
And I think at this point they've probably done more than enough to earn that trust. All right, as we get into hour number three, we will reset. The Portland Trailblazers get a win against a team above 500, and the play-in is on the table. How do you feel about it? Let us know on the Vancouver, on the fan text line, 503-864-6326. I know that a lot of you listening out there are anti-play-in. Here's your chance to vent. Go ahead and do it, and we will dive into that next here in hour number three on Danny Dusty, today the Fan.